Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principle. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
This is Dawah Around the World.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of Dawah Around the World, the Rabid Abduction Battalion. After coming into power for a new term, Sheikh Hasina of Bangladesh wasted no time in clamping down on those who were seen as threats in the war on Islam. The thugs from the Rapid Action Battalion abducted a noble believing woman named Sabrina Firdaus from her home in Dhaka, for no other crime except that she is the wife of a dawah carrier. Our dear brother Tariq Muhammad Faisal was arrested 3 months ago for exposing the crimes of the Hasina government and wanting true justice with the return of the Islamic Khilafah system. For this reason, they shamelessly target the honourable women of this ummah, proving they are no less than the non-believing enemies of Islam. Hizb ut-Tahrir is a global party calling to re-establish the Islamic Khilafah, which is the only system that can bring real change to the world, bi-idhnillah. This is what has rattled Hasina's frail throne, which she clings onto so desperately. Being a failed ruler, her only concern has been to stay in power at any cost. The work of our sincere dawah carriers is the biggest obstacle for her and her twisted aims. Since she was brought to power by foreign powers, she has always been loyal to her masters, serving and implementing their agendas in Bangladesh. She has absolutely no care for the people and their needs whatsoever. In fact, she oppresses and harms the Ummah at the cost of protecting her position. When the enemies of Islam cannot face their opponents or fail to intellectually discuss their stance, which they never can, they turn to cheap tactics to shut them up using inhumane and heartless means. Hasina and her thugs are rabid and cruel, who have transgressed all sanctities. They abduct and harm innocent people, raid homes, terrifying the women, the children and the old. They completely disrespect the boundaries by barging into private spaces without any concern and esteem. Indeed, the Hasina regime has lost all honour and shame. Even the Quraysh leaders of the Jahiliyyah knew better when they marched at night to the house of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when finding it closed, they surrounded it, waiting outside for him to open it so that they could kill him, because their honour prevented them from raiding the house whose inhabitants were asleep. And they weren't even Muslim. Shame on you, Hasina. You have exceeded the worst of enemies. Abductions, arrests, torture, and the propaganda campaign, filled with lies and slander against the members of Hizb ut-Tahrir and their families, all show how weak and desperate the government is. They have truly failed because Islam can never be suppressed by torturing Muslims when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has himself assumed the responsibility to make his deen victorious. In fact, the worst form of punishment only awaits those who think otherwise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقُ.
Indeed, those who have tortured the believing men and believing women and then have not repented will have the punishment of hell, and they will have the punishment of the burning fire. Surah Al-Buruj, Ayah 10. May Allah truly humiliate the oppressors and tyrants and grant honour to the Muslims. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.